Well, hello, gang. Welcome to this week's Iron Hero Fitcast. On this week, as you've no doubt seen in the title of this, is 8 beginner mistakes dealing with strength and conditioning, dealing with getting to your goals. So first, skipping the warm-up and the cool-down. The goal of the warm-up is to bring your body temperature up and to prepare your cardiovascular system for exercise, get your joints warm. And the idea then is to make sure that you're in a place where you can safely partake in what's happening. I realize, like, leopards, that's not really a thing. The animal kingdom, not really a thing. But you'll see, like, the down dog, up dog thing that animals will do. And that's good enough for them. We don't really operate that way. As far as the cool down, that's a great opportunity to work on improving your flexibility. So I like to think of it as one of two things. So on the one hand, you could not do something, you could not stretch, you could not mobilize, you could not do all that stuff after, and it's a really great opportunity to make yourself more stiff. But on the flip side, if you do happen to partake in mobilizing and such, you'll actually work to improve that stuff, because now you're supple and warm and joints are good and you're ready to mobilize and get something out of it. Second, weight greater than form, like taking precedent over form. Yes, weight matters. Yes, intensity matters. But form, or what I like to call proper mechanics, probably matters more. And one of the things that we get right in CrossFit is the intensity. But one of the things that I think a lot of people forget about is making sure that you move well first. Second, you move consistently in that good pattern. And third, you can at that point add intensity on top of it. Safety and efficacy matter in CrossFit. And so you want to make sure that you do things well and that you prioritize mechanics over intensity, and then you could add intensity. If we're talking about bodybuilding, let's say, yes, there's things that don't really line up with CrossFit and vice versa, although there's probably 98% of it does. But to partake in getting the most gains, you want to make sure that you move well and you move through complete ranges of motion. If you're not sure on how to move, ask a professional, or at the very least, watch videos of people that know what they're doing. Because there's, as with anything, there's things that are good and things that are not so good. Third, overtraining versus under-recovering. For the general population, including me, have never been somebody who believed in overtraining. Is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. It's possible for the people that do this as a profession, for sure. For most of the rest of us, it's actually probably not overtraining so much as it is under-recovering. So if you notice that you're more tired than usual, if you notice that you're having trouble doing some of the same things in the workouts that you have been, in other words, your workouts are getting worse, if you notice that your lifts are getting worse, if you notice that maybe you're more susceptible to injury, little aches and pains and things that you would otherwise not have to deal with, you might be under-recovering, right? So eating a little bit more, perhaps, probably sleeping a little bit more. 7 to 9 hours is not a bad place to start, making sure that your sleep routine is consistent. The fourth thing, setting unrealistic goals. I think goals are vitally important. I think, especially when it comes to these things, these type of things, health and fitness related things, it's important to have big, big, hairy, audacious goals. But it is also super important to break these things down. So I like to use the example A to Z goals versus A to B goals. So an A to Z goal is like, yes, I want to lose 100 pounds this year. Well, your A to B goal might be, let's lose 5 to 10 pounds this month. And then the B to C might be next month, 5 to 10 pounds. The thing about an A to Z goal is that it seems so far-fetched, like me and $1 billion, it seems like such a far-fetched thing that I can't quantify it and understand what it is in my mind. Well, if I'm thinking 100 pounds and I've lost 3 pounds, that seems like nothing. But if I'm trying to lose 5 pounds this month and I've already lost 3 pounds, well, by the time I hit 5 and then beyond, I've developed a good relationship with what's going on, what I'm doing, seeing that my effort is worthwhile, and building up momentum. This does very, very positive things for your psyche. Number five, skipping meals. Now, I'm as guilty as anybody on this one. Mine is more, although I'm not the only one, mine has more to do, I think, with the fact that I will get so into whatever it is I'm doing for the gym or with my family that, you know, pretty soon 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours goes by and I'm like, oh man, I didn't eat anything yet today. Some people will purposely skip meals. Now, the common prescription we'll say from the general population is exercise more and eat less. And that's where I think you can do some real damage to yourself. All it takes in that situation is a little bit more stress than usual. Maybe things don't go according to plan. And then pretty soon, something sounds good. And because you haven't eaten in a while, you're going to eat a lot. And there's really no brake pedal at that point. That does not create a good relationship with your efforts and the outcome, right? Your relationship with exercise and nutrition. Now, failing is not necessarily a bad thing. So if they mess up one time, it's a chance to learn some things. But if you do that consistently, if that happens consistently, then quitting is an issue. Short answer, eat when you're hungry and make reasonably good choices. It doesn't need to be 100%, 100% of the time. We're talking about 80-20 rules, so 100% most of the time, you know, making food choices based on, you know, what aligns with your goals. What is this? Number six, you're probably dehydrated. If you're not drinking enough water and throwing some perhaps electrolytes in there, shout out Element, your cardiovascular capacity decreases. You'll notice it when you do a CrossFit workout or if you're doing cardio. You just don't seem to have the same head of steam that you normally would. Your soft tissues, specifically, you know, muscles, tendons, ligaments, have a tendency to be a bit more fragile and more prone to injury. And ligaments really don't stretch before you have an issue, so being hydrated is important. You might even have headaches. Think like the hungover type of headache. A good starting point is taking your body weight, dividing it by two, and aiming for roughly that many ounces in water. It could be more, it could be less, depends on how much you sweat, depends on how you feel, but that's at least a starting point for you. Stress management. Ultimately, all stressors, including exercise, break down to the same sort of input-output. Like, it all feels like stress to your body. If you haven't spent time figuring out how to manage your stress, is it breathing, is it meditating, is it getting more sleep, that 7 to 9 hours, you know, is it bedtime routines, wake routines, everything the same, is it planning out your weekly schedule, is it partaking in hobbies that you enjoy, that, I mean, you notice how fast time flies when you're doing stuff like that, or is it seeking professional help in some kind, or in some capacity, doing something for your stress management seems to do wonders with your ability to see results in your efforts. So don't neglect that as a thing. Lastly, and this is, I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to anybody, is comparison. And so think about, what can I do to better myself today rather than what is something I'm doing compared to anybody else? So repeat this for 365 days and think about where you'd be if you did something to better yourself every single day. So there you go. There's your eight things.